and active in our Treasure Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the four-story United Way building. I'm Attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
The radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
It's when we become Christ's prisoner that we truly find freedom. We are his bond servants, but in that lies the freedom. Kind of like an oxymoron. Is that what you call it? A paradox. It doesn't make sense to the carnal mind. But therein lies our freedom. What's going to happen in this year, old wineskins are going to be exposed. God's going to remove the masks from people that oppose his move. And they're going to be showing up for who they are. He's going to remove the mask. There's going to be adjustments and changes concerning the paradigms, our perception, our perspective, how we operate, the different paradigms. There's going to be changes. This year, people are truly going to start embracing the teaching on the kingdom, and not just church as usual, but the kingdom. My heart, as I work with these other pastors and we're trying to formulate some things and we're hammering out a bunch of stuff, because I am determined I'm not going back into an old wineskin. You know, this is not a slight on anyone, but I know one night I was with a group, and at the end of what we were doing, they wanted to sing a song, and the song was "We Shall Overcome." And you know, I ain't got no problem with that, except that I couldn't sing it. What I mean by that, as we started, I said, "We have overcome, we have overcome, we have overcome today. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe that we have overcome today." It wasn't singing, you know, something the slaves were singing. And again, I'm not being critical of anybody. You know, that's a nice song and all that, but you know, words are important to me. I'm gonna sing it my way, and I sang it under my breath so nobody could hear me. I said, "I have overcome today. I ain't shall overcome. No, we have overcome through the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. We love not our life unto death. We have overcome. We are battling from a position of victory. Amen. We are driving back the darkness. We're not trying to overcome. The devil's defeated." That's our mindset. That's our position in the spirit. Amen. We're not trying to get to heaven. We are born from above. Amen. I said we are born from there. Our citizenship is there. I'm not going up no rough side of the mountains. We are seated with Christ, raised up and seated with him. Do you know, I said this just this last, I think the last time, but you know, Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father. And the Father said in Psalm 110, "Sit thou here on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." In other words, he was telling Jesus, "Your job is finished. You've died, you've been buried, you've been resurrected, you've sprinkled the mercy seed, you've taken back the authority and the keys. Sit down here next to me. But I need another player. Holy Spirit's down there. I'm going to be involved down there. But you know, there's a bride. There's a church down there. I'm going to have her take your place. while you sit here, you finish your job. Now I'm going to have the church finish where you ended up. I'm going to have them complete what you... See that... We're not trying to win a battle. The battle's been won. If you don't see it, all you have to do is line yourself up. You'll see. I said, all you have to do is line yourself up. You'll see. Sometimes you don't see. Sometimes you're in pain. You know how the body is, your spine out of place or something. It's painful. I've had pains in different places in my body and then get stretched or get, you know, adjusted and that, and all of a sudden the pain's gone. Place had nothing to do with where the pain was. You understand what I mean? But just that adjustment. So when we align as the body, every joint starts to supply. There'll be no lack, insufficiency, no poverty, no disease, no sickness. I'm telling you, God will just start just pouring out. The heavens are open. But sometimes attitudes and, you know, things can block. When it's just a blessing model, it's a hindrance to our possession. But a building model opens the heavens, and there's nothing we imagine that's withheld from us. Tell somebody, this is the favorable year of the Lord. Some of us that have been held captives, this year you're going free. I'll say that again. Some of us that have been held captive to all kind of stuff, maybe not even our doing, but we've been held captive. This year is a year, the favorable year of the Lord, where captives go free. Somebody shout, I believe. Shout again, I believe. Shout one more time, I believe. Stuff that's been holding you captive, lack, insufficiency, infirmity, people over your head. God gonna move some folk in the world. I said, God gonna move some people out the way that are just blocking spirits that are contrary to God and God's purpose, contrary to you, hate on you for no reason at all. I said, God gonna move them. Get ready. Tell somebody, get ready. God getting ready to move some stuff. Amen. Organizations, all kind of stuff that's been blocking. Because see, everything's accelerated now. God ain't wasting no time. He brought you to this point not to leave you, but to take you across. Legion thought he was going to block them when they came across. But when he saw what was happening, have you come to torment me before the time? We're crossing over with one thing in mind, taking over. You got to be, listen, tighten up your spiritual seatbelt and secure who you are in Christ. Secure who you are in Christ. No. Spend time with him. Spend time letting the word come out of your mouth. You don't have to be a preacher. Let the word come out of your mouth. Huh? I am God's child, for I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which lives and abides forever. I am forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood. I am a new creature in Christ. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Just start quoting that thing. You'll find your spirit starts to jump, starts to rise up in you and say, yeah, that's who you are. Stake your claim. Decree who you are. Let the devil know you know who you are. You ain't going to be deceived. You ain't going to be blocked. You ain't going to be denied. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And he's given it unto the children of men. We are the blessed of the Lord. We are his anointed. We are his instrument. We are the ecclesia, the called out. We are his purpose in the earth. No more time for foolishness. No more time to be wavering, uncertain, fearful. Take your place. I said, take your place. With a humble heart, a humble mind, take your place. See, you won't be able to take it and keep it in pride. you know, in your soulish, you know, no, I'm taking my, no, you can't, you stay there a day, then you be gone. When you humble yourself, say, listen, what you see is what you get. I'm humbling myself, but I'm taking my place. See, that humility is a fortified wall around your mind. Devil nor folk. And watch how God will stand up with you and say, yeah, he's taking his place. You got something to say about it? But see, he needs you to stand up. He needs a voice that's not afraid of controversy. When you know it's God. You're not out to hurt nobody's feelings, but sometimes feelings get hurt. You're not out to disappoint folks, but sometimes folks get disappointed. So they say all kinds of, but you're not out for that. But when it comes to the things of God, let God be true. This is how we're going to shake a community. This is how we're going to shape the community. This is how we're going to be change agents. I'm not out to offend anybody, but guess what? When God starts moving in a certain way, I'm going to let it out. There are times you have to root out, pluck up, cast down, destroy, because you can't lay the foundation on that ground. And then there are times you just need to be a father. Cuddly, lovey-dovey, friendly. But there are times you need to be a general. And say, soldier, forgive the vernacular, get your butt in line. I'll say this, excuse the French. Peter, and this is the mindset we must gain. We've always looked at Peter stepping out the boat in Matthew, I think it's 14. We always looked at it as Peter's great faith. And there's some credence or you know, there's something to that. But let's flip the script and let's take a look at the corporate. See, that's what we have to start looking now. We're not looking just at individual. See, why is it that it's important that we all get in place for the corporate? Out of place, we can do a bunch of stuff. We're anointed. We can get stuff done. We have gifts. We can do good things. But God has something on a whole nother level. He's talking about taking cities now and nations now and rocking territories and governing territories. And that's where our mind has to rise to. Peter, they saw the Lord coming. They thought it was a spirit. They were afraid. The Lord said, be not afraid, it is I. Peter said, Lord, if it be you, bid me come. Now understand, the boat's about to sink. They bailing. The boat is, think now, this is a storm. Waves are high, wind is hard, rain is coming down. And Peter says, if it's you, Lord, let me come. Bid me come. And he says, come. Everybody bailing, Peter steps on out. He sacrificed the corporate anointing there for an experience. Now, imagine how the other disciples felt. Here we are about to sink. We're doing everything. Now, understand, the wind is blowing hard. The rain is coming down hard. The waves are high. The boat is a little old rickety boat. I've been on that Sea of Galilee twice.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.